Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason and I were talking about the tonal quality of my voice in particular, and it has been noticed that it seems to be more bass. And I mentioned that there's no changes on my Mackie mic mixer. It's an analog mic mixer. It's a 1402-VLZ3. That's the model number of it. It's analog, and it has rotary knobs and slide pots and rotary pots as well. And what I do is I mark all of the positions that I use with a little fleck of orange electrical tape. And that way I can make sure that no matter what happens, if the cat jumps on the mixer, pushes down some, push buttons, push it on, push it off, those kinds of things, everything is back to where it would have been, had the cat not jumped on the mixer. But the cat hasn't jumped on the mixer. Everything's the same here, so we're going to try to figure out what's going on. And I want to thank Lou Cassidy for mentioning that to me. And Norm Shealy's okay. He could use some prayers. He's having a tough go of it, but he's okay. I went to see him, last week. It was a great, great visit, and I'm going to try to get to see him, once every 10 days or so. It's roughly about 140-mile round trip, something like that. I'd love to do it, so that I'm going to try to do. And Lou Cassidy is doing the same thing. And let's see. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. Yep.
Hey.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I got an email from one of our instructors, and the email says, Vince, I wasn't sure if you were aware of the dog food recall. Purina was in the recall. I know you probably don't use Milk-Bone snacks for dogs, but they're getting sick on those also. And the rest of the email says, Menards has a garden seed sale, 10 for a dollar this week. So, and it goes on about the calves and the weather. So I responded to that email, and I said, thank you for the update. We have a newborn calf in the garage, another bottle calf in the backyard. The house is 53 degrees Fahrenheit, and all the dogs are inside. We're sleeping in the kitchen, the dogs, the cats, and us. Four on the couch is gridlock. The ponds are frozen, and the cattle water freezes twice a day. We uncoil 200 feet of garden hose from the house to warm up the cattle water with 55-degree water, then bring it right back in the house within a few minutes to keep it from freezing. They fired up the chemtrails again today just to make sure that the misery doesn't escape anyone. We're feeding our neighbor's cows. Their tractor broke. One neighbor gave up on his wood stove. I'll bet his electric heating bill hits $1,000 or close to it. Gasoline went up 10% yesterday. They say we bombed the terrorists. This could be another 1973 oil crisis. Warm is in short supply. I hope you find some, Vincent. So that's...
Wow, Vincent. So let me ask you something then, dealing with that. Is your boiler not working to keep your house up? Your house is so cold?
No, it's working fine. It works fine 99% of the time. What's tough is the wood that we put in the wood boiler is frozen. I mean, it's, you know, 4 degrees or minus 4 degrees. So the wood, to get the wood to burn, we have to heat it up to over 500 degrees. So we have to overcome the temperature of heating up the wood to get it to burn. That's one thing. Not that it's wet. It's just that it's frozen. And then it's all covered up, you know, with tarps. And but the design is 100,000. I have two 100,000 BTU heat exchangers. The heat exchangers are based upon 180 degree water temperature. By the time the water, we heat the water to 100 and, let's say 163 to 170 degrees. We change that all the time. By the time the water gets into the house, traveling underground, it's lost at least 10 degrees. So we don't have 180 degree water, so we don't have 100,000 BTUs from each heat exchanger. So that's one thing. Then the next thing is that for some reason we seem to develop cavitation in the water pump. So now we're pumping air and water. Not that the water level is wrong on the wood stove. Something is different, and now we have cavitation. So we've got air bubbles mixed in with the water, tiny, tiny microscopic bubbles. Those little bubbles blew up the circulating pump, and I know what to do. I know how to fix this. And so it's just the house is so cold. It's not like it's not insulated. It's really well insulated with foam insulation plus fiberglass insulation. The walls are 6 inches of stone and 6 inches of framing, so it's extremely well insulated, but we do have real tall ceilings, real tall. And we got a lot of roof line. The roof pitch is 15, 12. So it's so there's a lot of roof, and there's some heat loss. But normally, it's just fine. It's more than we need, by far. But in the extreme weather, it couldn't keep up. And I called up a neighbor, because he was heating with wood, and I asked him how he was doing. I thought, okay, it can't be just us. And he said that he stopped using wood, so he just switched to electricity. He's got resistive heating. Kyle, resistive heating. That's why I think, that's why I said he'll hit a $1,000 heating bill.
Wow. And, I'll tell you, that's kind of leading into what I was going to try to talk about and share some things today, and it sounds like you're going through a lot of the same thing. And I was kind of hoping that maybe we could go on to the topic of being as all of this cold weather has hit everything, it's a real reality check for knowing what you can, what's working and what's not working, where you're weak in your system, in for your animals, in for your vehicles. All of this, I think, has been. We had a stretch of about 5 days, and even this morning it's just zero, and they're saying the high today will be 6. And I've got to go work on my pickup, my plow truck. The windshield wiper stopped working yesterday, and the motor is still turning. So it's got to be the little tiny transmission in there. Either the arms have come undone, or the transmission has stripped out. So I've got no choice but to pull it into the shop, and the shop is not heated. So I'll have probably one of those diesel-fired alligator heaters, what I call the salamander heaters, blowing on me, the direction that I'm working, and I've got to tear this out and fix it because I've got to have wipers, That's just one of those things. Even if you get your truck warm and you've got a plow on it, if it's snowing and it's been dumping on us, we had probably 6 inches yesterday, and we've got probably another 4 last night, which that's not so bad. We're used to dealing with that kind of thing. But we had a stretch of cold weather here that dropped to 20, if I remember correctly. One night it was 22 below zero at the start, then 31 below zero, and then 40 below zero, and then back to about 32 below zero, and then 22 below zero every night. And so we, our animals, of obviously we have chickens and ducks, about 60 chickens and 9 ducks, and our animals cannot, you know, be out in that. You've got to leave them in the coop, and the coop has got to have ventilation, and they've got to have water, you know. So I have some tips. As long as you have power, you know, electricity, that will help people. And with the ducks, we don't have any heat on the, we don't have any heat on any of them except, after the 40 below zero, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to put a heat lamp in the one coop that's not insulated. We have 3 chicken coops and 1 duck coop, and one of the coops is not insulated, and it's got our newest chickens in there, and they're laying incredibly, even through this really cold weather. So we have turned a heat lamp and put it up about 5 feet above them. About 5 feet above them, and turned it down and turned it on. It's a 250-watt infrared heat lamp. So that helps tremendously. It's interesting to watch 24 chickens try to get into about a 2.5-foot circle, but they can do it real close. And anyway, I just had a few other tips and things like that. If you'd like to go down that road, have you put extra heat in there for your chickens?
I did exactly the same thing. So we foresaw the possibility of the weather changing, and we keep straw here in bales, square bales of straw here at the farm, in case we have to put a newborn calf, and mama is having trouble, you know, feeding the calf. So if we don't do this, the calf will die. So we have a system. We take a cattle panel, and we form a C with it, or a U shape with it. We don't bend it. We just deform it. So we have 9-foot-wide garage doors. So we just bring the cattle panel, an 18-foot cattle panel, into the garage, and we attach it to some U staples that we've hammered into the framing of the garage in the inside. And we just tie the cattle panel in place. So now we have the garage door as one side of the pen, and then the C or U-shaped cattle panel as the rest of the pen. And then we put straw down, 4 inches of straw, so when the cow pees and poops, or the calf pees and poops, we can just scoop it up and keep it clean. And I took a one of those clamp-on reflector lamp holders. So this would be something that you could buy if you were going to do some photography or something like that, and it will hold a 125-watt heat lamp. So I did the same thing. I clamped it on, and then I tied with a piece of 12-gauge wire. I held the clamp on so that the clamp would not fall if the calf kicked the light and the bulb broke and sparked and it would set the house on fire, you know, with the straw being down there. So I tied that on for safety reason and aimed it down onto the calf. It's about 4 feet in the air. Aimed it down on the calf. The calf loved it, and that worked really well. For the chickens, what we did was I had one 125-watt infrared heat lamp. And it wasn't enough. The water froze in the chicken house. And this is an enclosed chicken house. It's got a, you know, pitched roof. It's got a jalousie window. It's got a storm door, all glass. And the rest of it, it's 8 foot by 8 foot, like texture 111 board and floor. So, you know, it's fairly tight, but enough air gets through there so they won't.
Quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So class, Kyle's teaching class today in Montana, and he is one of the most prepared persons you'll ever find. He and his wife are extremely conscientious and prepare for everything. And this caught us. It's caught us as well. And we had the same problems exactly that Kyle had. We all did. This was most of the country was plunged intentionally, I believe, and don't believe anything I say, by the chemical spraying, because I saw it coming. The spraying was fast, furious, wide, thick, longer than I've ever seen. And the next day, massive weather change, plunging temperatures. And I know people were killed by it, murdered by it. I know animals were killed by it. I'm thinking tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of small animals were killed by this intentional weather manipulation. And so what we did was exactly what Kyle did. There was a sale on infrared lamp bulbs years ago, and I bought 10 of them. I bought them in the 125-watt and 250-watt capacities. And so I started with 125-watt, aimed it down on the chickens, put a fixture on the wall, an outdoor flood lamp fixture. It was not enough. So I already had from another chicken coop a fixture that I fabricated with two lamp holders, two porcelain keyless lamp holders. Those are those ones that they say you should not have in your closets with a bare bulb, a porcelain fixture, you know, with a bulb hanging down. I had two of those. And I put the 250-watt bulbs in it. That was not enough. So I had 125, 250, and 250 infrared bulbs. Not enough. It took three 250-watt bulbs aiming down on the chickens from several feet up to keep the chickens warm enough so that they could survive for 5 days in the chicken coop. We couldn't let them out because they would freeze because the temperatures were so cold. And yesterday was the first day that we were able to let them out for a few hours. And we have a little hatch, kind of a door, was, you know, maybe 10 inches wide by 12 inches tall. And it's on a hinge, and we flipped that up, and they ran out into a 10-foot by 10-foot pen. And they got some sunlight, and they got to run around, and they went right back in because it was so cold. So that's what we had to do, Kyle and class, and it was no fun. So literally for 5-6 days, all we did was stay alive. That's all we did. We made no progress. We didn't build anything new. We didn't fix anything new. All we did was stay alive, keep the animals alive, and take care of our neighbors' animals because they had a broken tractor and no hay. Now, I don't know how this happens, but, you know, it does. And so it's almost like I would say, are you kidding? We got to go out because you don't have your tractor working and you bought hay at the last minute. And so, but your hay won't work with our hay and roller, so we have to use our hay to feed your cows in the freezing weather. But that's what happens. Now, we could say, stuff it. But the cows will die. And I feel bad for penned up cows. So we take care of our neighbors. We take care. And maybe someday they'll return the favor. Who knows? But this was a great fire drill. I mean, it was painful. I mean, we were almost frostbitten, our fingers, our toes, our faces. It was awful. It wasn't Stalingrad in World War II. It wasn't like that because nobody was shooting at us. But it was miserable. And I know it was miserable for Kyle and many of you as well. So it was a wonderful fire drill from a perspective of we have to do more. We thought we were pretty prepared. No, we weren't. And cavitation is, it's like a propeller that churns up air. Even though the propeller is totally submerged underwater on a ship, it churns air. And so I have to lower the pump. And I put in the pump exactly the way they described it in the installation manual over 10 years ago for the outside wood furnace. Now the manual says, no, it needs to be 4 feet lower than that. So I'm going to have to make a change, but I can't do it until it warms up because it can't work with PEX pipe when it's this cold. Kyle, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back, but none of this was any fun, but it was certainly a lesson that I needed to learn. And that's why we're sharing this with class today. Isn't it interesting that Kyle and I did not prepare for this, and we're both in the same boat at the same time, over 1,000 miles away from each other. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Old Man Winter is making itself known across much of the United States. The central United States seeing more cold as another Arctic cold front is plunging into the United States. bringing more record-setting temperatures. The polar plunge extending as far south as the Florida Panhandle, with lows this morning dipping into the 20s and even the teens in some places. White House officials are continuing to meet with congressional leaders, along with members of President Biden's national security team, about a supplemental package for foreign aid and border security. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
One of the reasons our National Security Advisor and Deputy National Security Advisor will be in this meeting is to bring members of Congress up to speed on what we're seeing right now on the battlefield and what the Ukrainian forces are facing now as winter is full upon them.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably heard the same news y'all heard, and the announcer said that Old Man Winter brought this storm. That's not true. His name is not Winter. It's Biden. Old Man Biden brought this storm. This was a military operation spraying all over to make this happen. And there is some good news. On the internet, you can do a search and you'll see this. Quote, new bill bans chemtrails over New Hampshire. weather modification, stratospheric aerosol injection, solar radiation modification engineering, an act prohibiting the intentional release of polluting emissions, including cloud seeding, weather modification, excessive electromagnetic radio frequency, and microwave radiation. Last month, Republican legislators in New Hampshire introduced a bill that would ban the intentional release of chemicals into the air. And there are penalties for that. The minimum penalty, in my opinion, should be execution in the public square. That's the minimum, in my opinion. So the representatives argue that atmospheric engineering harms human health. No question about it. Tell me someone who's breathing better than they did 10 years ago. Just one person. It damages health as well as, and here's probably the big reason. It damages the state economy. Okay, so here we are, stratospheric modification with chemicals, aluminum, strontium, barium. We're all breathing it, we're all choking, animals are getting sick. We've had animals here at our farm, our dogs have gotten pneumonia, and we had to put them on antibiotics. I'm not kidding. This is real serious stuff. And your government is doing it intentionally. And it's killing us. And at the same time, the administration is saying, don't y'all be using gas stoves while they are dumping millions of tons of chemicals in the air. But don't y'all be polluting with a gas stove. At the same time that the buildings, the federal buildings in Washington, D.C. are heating with natural gas. But don't you be using it. That's where we are today. It's hypocrisy to the nth degree. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, you know, Vincent, even with that, I looked up because, man, I thought, you know, 40 below zero. And in a town close to us where it's Kalispell, Montana, but it's, you know, quite a ways away from us, but still close enough that that's where we do a lot of our shopping. But they said they had 35 below zero, which set a record for that day. But interestingly enough, in the late 1930s, the coldest temperature ever recorded there was 48 below zero. And on the east side of the mountains, where I just call it a wind channel, because the wind just comes down through there and blows all the time, pretty much all the time. And they have temperatures that they plummet. Acquaintance of mine told me that his friend lives over in a little town called Cutbank, and they said that they had 55 below zero with a 30-mile-an-hour wind. And that's almost beyond human habitation. You know, you can't hardly do nothing but stay inside. And I thought to myself, even where we are right here, right now, and where you are actually right now, what would happen if the grid went down? I thought to myself, thank God for electricity. Because it's just, my battery bank couldn't handle, you know as well as I do, that when you've got any kind of a load that creates heat, a resistive load, it drags batteries down quick. And trying to run heat lamps in a chicken coop with a battery bank, you wouldn't last. Well, I've got a pretty good sized system. I have 1,205 pound batteries, which is considered a fairly medium sized to large size, just on the large size of medium system, with six 305 watt panels. And my system, my battery bank, will run my house with lights and one refrigerator for about, you know, it'll run it for a few days if there's sunlight. But if there's no sunlight, it's going to be ready to dump in one day. And I could fire up the generator and charge the system that way, you know, through the generator, and then refreeze all of the food, the freezers, you know, refreeze all of the frozen food that are in the freezers that are outside, which you really don't, you know, if it's when it's that kind of cold, you don't really have to worry about freezers, you know, staying, keeping your food frozen. You have to worry about them not, I mean, dying in the sense of killing them, but because a lot of mine are out to they're exposed to outside air. So anyway, there's some things that it really was a big wake-up call to me, you know, and when we were mentioning a few shows ago that the Department of Defense said, you know, with the grid down, 90% of the population would be dead in a year. I see that as extreme possibility. You could see, you know, forget the drugs and the, I'm talking about even prescription drugs, and the ability people have to heat their house, and all of those other things combined, I could easily see this country being completely annihilated in one year with just that. Because I was sitting here thinking to myself, you know, what would people do? A lot of these people around here that are my neighbors, Vince, and anyway, a bunch of my neighbors that are around here, all electric homes. I mean, all electric. And they're log cabins and log homes and nice, big, I mean, decent homes, you know, but they're all electric. Some of them have a wood stove in the basement. One of my friends in this 40 below zero weather didn't lose power, but he heats with wood, and he's got a wood stove in the in his basement. And he said his one of his circuits somehow for his two electric baseboard heaters went out, and he couldn't figure out what to do. So he fired up the wood stove, but he was just like you. He was 53 degrees in the house, and the wood stove was boiling, I mean, going full blast. But he, I mean, his house is about 2,800 square feet, I would guess. But, you know, you think, and that's just as long as he has wood, you know. It's and you think your animals out there, if they don't have some kind of something to be able to insulate themselves away from that cold, like your idea with the straw. I think I've told this story before, but we were up in Alaska visiting a friend of mine out in the bush of Alaska, it's called. And we went and had dinner with some people up this creek where he lived. And I was talking to this lady who lived out there with no power. She had oil lamps and wood stove, and she had six chickens. Now, all of her chickens were Barred Rock, the breed called Barred Rock, because she said that had been the most durable chicken that they had tried so far, and they had been out there for 7 years. Anyway, she had six chickens and a little bitty chicken pen that was about maybe 8 by 10, and no fence around the yard whatsoever. And so I asked her, I said, so what do? Because up there in the interior of Alaska, they get 40, 50, 60 below zero, really cold with no heat for the chickens or anything. And so anyway, so she said, well, all we do is we buy about six bales of straw, and we put it in there, and I go down to the creek and chop a hole in the creek, because they live close to it, and I'll get a bucket of water and bring them some grain and feed, and usually do that once a day when it's that cold. But they cover their whole entire coop, the bottom floor of it, for about 2.5 feet deep. She said it starts out at about 4 feet, but it ends up at about 2.5 feet, just covering it with straw when it's starting to get that bad of winter, those really bad winter days. Anyway, and she said she'll let them drink that water and eat a little feed, and then they'll burrow back down into that straw and stay alive. She said that's how they kept them alive. But there she is with just a wood stove and oil lantern, you know, no running water. She has to go down to the creek and chop a hole in the creek because her husband was into another town having to work to try to make some money because they didn't have any. But she said she went through that winter by herself, and her husband would come home on the weekends because he had to do something to make money. She stayed out there with a baby, Vince, and would hang, you know, wash her clothes by hand and hang it up on a clothesline in the summer. And she said in the wintertime, she would still hang her clothes up and they would freeze dry. She said it's really interesting. You can hang them out there on the line when it's 30 below zero. And she said it was literally like a freeze dry. She would bring it from there back into the house and warm up the clothes, and then pretty much all of the water would evaporate off there. It'd take a lot less time than just hanging it above the wood stove by itself. I thought that was interesting, and I've never tried that, you know, to verify anything like that. But that's what she told me that she did. But I was thinking, you know, like you were saying, this is a major wake-up call, because if we didn't have the grid, if we had sun, we'd be fine. We'd be okay. It could run things just fine. As long as it stayed that cold, the freezers, we wouldn't have to worry about them. We would just leave them outside and leave them unplugged because my system won't hold four freezers and a refrigerator, you know, at the same time. It just won't do it. So anyway, we would wind up having to unplug those freezers because I've been thinking about this, you know. You got our cars, we run. Yo, go ahead.
Yeah, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about this. I've got a couple comments about what you've said, and you're right on the money. And I'll give you some of the numbers. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us in Montana, and we're dissecting the man-made, excruciating weather that we've had. Now, I know that the storm was coming, but it was absolutely deliberately enhanced by the spraying of the chemtrails. And, Kyle, you mentioned in the 1930s, minus 48 degrees Fahrenheit was the coldest day on record in that particular area of Montana. Now, one thing that may have caused part of that, and I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure. But if you look at the photographs of the Industrial Revolution, you know, the late 1800s through the early 1900s, you'd see coal-fired factories. So they have these coal power plants that would generate steam. Steam would run in a steam engine. There would be these thick leather belts running on shafts and pulleys all over the factory. And one steam engine would run a whole bunch of machines. Or in a major city, you might have an electric motor running a whole bunch of machines rather than decentralized electric motors at each machine. But in any event, you saw these really tall smokestacks so people wouldn't choke from the black smoke. Now, that might have had some effect, on the weather. I don't know. But I'm just putting that out there as a possibility. But here's what I do know for sure. I do know that it was really cold here. And I do know that, on average, our farm uses about 33 kilowatts of electricity per day to operate our farm, which is exactly the same as the average household uses, 36 kilowatts. So we're so efficient that we can run a whole farm on the electricity that most consumers would use to run their house. An average house, not a McMansion, just an average house. Well, here are the numbers. So I mentioned that we had three 250-watt infrared bulbs, just keeping the chickens alive in the chicken house at 750 watts. Now, right next to that is our outdoor wood furnace with a solenoid that opens and closes a damper to maintain the temperature of the water in the outdoor wood furnace. You know, like 400 gallons of water gets heated and gets circulated through underground plumbing into the house. So there's a circulator pump, and there's a solenoid that opens and controls the damper. So for rough numbers, let's say we were running 1,000 watts to keep the chickens alive and to run the outdoor wood boiler. Total 1,000 watts, 24 hours a day. So 24 hours times 1,000 watts is 24 kilowatts. We were using almost as much electricity to keep the chickens alive and to just circulate water into the house to keep it from freezing. 24 kilowatts just for that, without all the other things that we would normally use, like water for the well, heating, you know, blowing air through the heat exchangers in the house and the lighting and, you know, the studio for broadcasting, dishwasher, washing machine, automotive lift, air compressor. Forget all that. Just keeping the chickens alive, 24 kilowatts of electricity. And then Kyle said it. He said the same thing happened to him. Where was the sun? Well, the sun was obscured from, it was the sun with all the chemical spray, the cloud cover was so great that we hardly had any sun. So we generated virtually no electricity. So here we have virtually no electricity and we have a demand to keep the chickens alive and we couldn't meet it. We could not meet it without either a generator or the grid. So fortunately, the grid held up in this area. So everything worked out okay in terms of electricity. However, if the grid broke or we had an electrical failure, and let's say our generator, let's say we didn't have a generator, we'd be dead. It's as simple as that. And so would a whole bunch of other people. Now, here's the thing that I was thinking about during the commercial break. So Joe says, his administration and previous administrations have said, y'all get wind turbines and solar panels and we'll give you a tax deduction. We'll give you a tax break for putting those things in. And then I think what happened is the power generation company said, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. We're in the business of selling electricity. You're going to let these consumers generate their own? And then the administration might have said, well, don't worry about it. So we'll give them a break. We'll sell some solar panels. We'll pay the Chinese to make the solar panels. And then what we'll do is we'll spray the skies to prevent the solar panels from working. How about that? Isn't that a great solution? I believe all of that happened. And continues to happen. So people who have solar panels are not getting the benefit when they spray the skies, which is like all the time now. And that's the truth. Tell me I'm wrong, class. Instructor at usapreparis.com. Tell me I'm wrong. I'd love to hear it. Or call in and tell me I'm wrong. Kyle and I will be right back. And if you're not furious, if your blood's not boiling, you're ignorant.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.